Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on,
and me. The same deal. Let's get you in the midst. Find to the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, what it says, Sister Abia, Phoenix, Princess Israel, and Queen Royce. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, what did it say?
Acts Abia. Acts chapter 5, verse 29.
What it say?
And Peter and the other apostles answered and said,
what did it say?
We ought to obey Yahweh rather than men.
Hey! Mordecai, you was on point, right? We ought to obey
Yahweh
rather than men. This is how we deal with the word of Yahweh. We got to be able to prove all things.
Hallelujah.
We can't leave no stone unturned.
Yes.
Because like the seals say,
they are
surrounding the camp.
Hallelujah. Bring it out here. Bring it out.
Come on now, Brother Makai. Come back to that Esther.
Okay. The book of Esther, chapter 13, verse 14.
Come on with it.
He said, but I did this, that I might not prefer the honor of man above the honor of Yahweh.
He said, look here. Ain't nobody going to be in front of my Yahweh. Yahweh is Uro on my list, right?
Hallelujah.
Number one.
Go ahead,
read on.
Neither will I worship any but you, O Yahweh.
He said, look here, I ain't worshiping and bow down to nobody but you, Yahweh. Go ahead.
Neither will I do it in pride.
He said, it ain't because I'm prideful.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, come on.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And now, O Yahweh, Yahweh the King.
Go ahead, what he said.
Spare your people.
He said, look here, Yahweh. You know what they up to. They're your people. Go ahead.
For their eyes are upon us to bring us to naught.
He said, look here. They want to wipe us out, Yahweh. They want to bring us to nothing.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mordecai. What you trying to say?
Yes. They desire to destroy the inheritance
mm-hmm.
that has been yours from the beginning.
He said, look here, Yahweh. They want to get rid of your people.
Yes.
Your inheritance. That you chose from when?
From the beginning.
And let's see if we can prove that with the monarchy of Israel. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Let's see if we can put a plug on that statement there. Deuteronomy 32. Let's pick it up at verse number 7 through 10. So it's the monarchy of Israel, see you right. So you say that, Mordecai said you chose this people from the beginning. Is that what we read? Then we can add to that conversation in the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 32, 7 through 10, so the monarchy of Israel is being rough.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the days of old.
Remember the days of old.
Consider the years of many generations.
Go ahead.
Ask thy father.
Mm-hmm.
And he will show you.
Go ahead.
Thy elders. And they will tell you.
So your brother told us who to go check out, right? Go to the fathers and the elders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say? Verse number 8, what did he say?
When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance.
Now, he divided the nations their piece of the pie, right?
Yeah.
What did he do?
When he separated the sons of Adam.
Go ahead.
He set the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
Verse number 9, what did he say?
For the Yahweh portion is his people.
Go ahead.
Israel is a lot of his inheritance.
I mean, you don't mind telling you, if you're listening to ears wide open,
mm-hmm.
his inheritance is the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. His portion is the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right.
Verse 17, what did he say?
He found him in the desert land.
Go ahead.
And in the waste howling wilderness.
Go ahead. Yeah.
He led him about.
Mm-hmm.
He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
And the 12 tribes of Israel is the apple of his eye.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Right.
Well, he said he chose his people from the beginning, right?
Uh-huh.
The book of Esther, chapter 13, verse number 16 through 18, Brother Makai.
The book of Esther, chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up at verse 16.
Yes, sir.
16 read.
What do you read?
Despise not the portion which you had delivered out of Egypt. Pollute the word from that
direction. The one that you delivered out of Egypt, what about it?
For your own self.
Go ahead.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
Hear my prayer, and be merciful unto your inheritance.
Go ahead.
Turn our sorrow into joy.
And we know that on the 14th and 15th, they were having a very good time, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read out.
That we may live.
That we may what?
That we may live.
Go ahead, read out.
Oh, Yahweh. praise your name.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Great.
And destroy not the mouths of them that praise you. Hallelujah.
Great.
Oh, Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Verse 18.
What did he say?
All Israel, in like manner, cried most honestly.
What did he say? All Israel was crying to the Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
What we better do about freedom. That's not crying to Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Unto Yahweh, because their death was before their eyes.
Hey, when death before your eyes, you go cry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And on that note, we're going to bring in our brother, young lion, from the tribe of Yahdar Judah. Put him in car Israel, see you right. You ready to roll that brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll get some Luke 12:12 on the table.
144.
Uh-huh.
142. Your
righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instructions is truth. Verse 144. The righteousness of your testimony, of covenant, is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Okay. So this grace, what else this righteousness is? We know grace is bring us back to righteousness, right?
Yeah,
and Jesus
yeah.
is righteousness. Sister Jay, give me Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. But we know this righteousness is the Torah instruction. And we're going to get a stack of witness on that. And we're going to go back to the heavenly tablet. And we're going to pick it up at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 and get some more understanding about this teacher, this great being a teacher that bring us back on the right.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Uh-huh.
It shall be our righteousness.
Uh-huh.
If we observe to do all these commandments,
Torah
instructions,
verse 5 book.
Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has.
So this righteousness is our Torah instruction, if we observe to do them. And that's how we that's how we know that we righteous, and this is how we know we under grace, because it's going to bring us back to doing the Torah instruction. It's going to teach us these Torah instructions. So let's see what old Paul had to say to the Northern Kingdom. And let's listen to what Paul had to say, Mother Z. Give me the book of Ephesians. We go rock and roll together on this, Mother Z. Give me the book of Ephesians. Let me get that chapter 2. And pick it up at, you give me verse 8. I'm going to bag you up, and I'm going to read 9 and 10. Yes, ma'am. And you're going to pick it up at verse 8. And I'm going to read verse 9, and I'm going to read verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of Yahweh.
So before you go there, verse 9, this grace, say by this grace we are saved. So by this grace taking us back to this Torah instruction, and it's a teacher to take us back to doing Torah instruction. So the only way you're going to be saved is by doing what? The Torah instruction.
Right.
Knowing that that's what the grace is going to bring you back to.
That's
and then not only that, it lets you know, it says it's a gift of Yahweh. So you just receive the gift of Yahweh if you're doing the Torah instruction.
So we
under this grace, but this grace, you got to know what this grace is.
Yeah.
This grace is a teacher to bring you back under doing the first 5 books of the Bible.
I got something. So that grace is a teacher, but that means you got to do something to receive this grace. Hey, Prince, what you got to do according to 2 Ezra 9, verse 7? That grace requires you to do something. You just can't sit on your rear end to get this salvation.
Right.
What it says in 2 Ezra 9, verse 7?
2 Ezra.
Mm-hmm. 9, verse 7. Let's find out about this grace. So I'm up on the grace, okay? But look what he's saying here in 9, verse 7 in 2 Ezra.
2 Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to accept by his word and by his faith the covenant, whereby you have to be believed.
So you have all the grace you want above. You ain't got no what with you.
Works.
That means you gotta have works with your grace. Your grace is works.
Yeah.
You still gotta pay that bill. When you call them, tell them, look here, I can't pay the bill right now. I need a little grace. I'm going to sign your knee. About 2 weeks, we can do it. You can go back to sleep. No, you'll be out there and do a little work, right?
Hallelujah.
So grace is a teacher for you to do works to get that paid for, and the same thing by us come on these networks is telling you your grace is when you hear a voice of the true Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you one thing, your grace is going to run out because you got to do works, and thus says Yahweh, to be saved to get into his kingdom. That's the brother Makai.
Hallelujah. Wow. And mother, just give me that, read me that verse 10. And let me see, can I, while you read me that verse 10, see, can I find something here?
Okay, Ephesians chapter 2,
uh-huh.
verse 10.
Yeah.
Verse 10.
But
we are his workmen.
So he said, we are his workmanship.
Created in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. What?
Unto good works.
Unto good works. Now hold on right there,
yes.
Mother. We want to precept this good works.
Mm.
And where we can find this precept to this good works, this Bible study
that
we can read. That we can read. Somebody, pull that out for me. Mm. Not the teachers. Somebody pull that out for me about this good works. And if you don't have it, just say, I don't know, so we can keep this ball game rolling. And then take a mental note of this and put it down.
That's right.
So we come back at it again, we'll have these things.
Yeah.
So what we can get with these good works that we can read. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pull it out. We're going to go to the book of Titus, chapter 3. And we're going to pick it up at verse 8. Sister Jones, give me Titus chapter 3, give me verse 8 and verse 14. We're going to see what this good works going, what we got going on with this good works.
Hallelujah. Titus chapter
3, ma'am, and verse 8 and verse 14.
Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 14. Now, as
Janan
and
Jambres
withstood Moses.
Now, Titus, we are at the book of Titus. Yeah, we are at the book of Titus after Timothy. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 14. What we got on the table about this good work that Mother Jesus got done pulling out?
This is a faithful saying.
Uh-huh.
And these things I will, that thou affirm constantly.
This is a faithful saying,
That they which have believed in Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, the Father, might be careful to maintain good works.
So you, the ones that believe in Yahweh, they might be careful to do what?
Good works. Maintain them.
Maintain good works. Verse 15.
These things are good and profitable unto me.
Uh-huh. Verse 14.
Verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses.
Uh-huh.
That they be not unfruitful.
So we got to maintain good works.
Yeah.
And we got to be careful to maintain this good work.
That's right.
Those who believe in Yahweh, right? Brother Titus got something he want to put on the table.
All right, Second Ezra. Mm-hmm. Second Ezra, chapter 8, verse 36. Mother Z, Israel, Second Ezra, chapter 8, verse 36. Yes, ma'am. Listen.
For in this, O Yahweh, the righteous righteousness and the goodness shall be declared. If thus be merciful unto them which has not the confidence of good works.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Okay, now I'm gonna go back and now let's get a precept about this good.
Yeah.
Let's put that on the table so we can understand about these good works and what's good. So we gonna get a Sister J, I want you to turn me to Romans chapter 7. Give me verse 12 and verse 16. And I want Sister Abib, you go back us up. Let me make sure I said, look at this, Deuteronomy. You go to Heavenly Tablet. Deuteronomy chapter 10. And give me verse 13. We're going to pull a couple of them out on this good. And then we're going to pick it back up at where you left off at. Finish that statement out that passes out Mother Z when they get done with this. Let us know what this good is.
Yeah.
What type of works? What is this works we got to have that's good?
That's right.
Yes. Give me Romans. Chapter 7, verse 12 and verse, I think 16? Okay. Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and verse 16.
Y'all clap.
Wherefore,
the law is Torah instructions.
Yeah, hallelujah, y'all clap. The Torah instructions.
Wherefore, the Torah instructions is
righteous. Torah instructions.
The Torah instructions is righteous. Mm-hmm. The Torah instructions is righteous.
Yeah.
Also said it's just and it is good.
Okay.
Give me that verse 16.
Verse 16.
What it
say? I do that which I would not.
So if I do that which I would not,
I consent unto the Torah that is good.
So Paul over there told him, no, the king, he's saying, look, if I do that which is not, I got to consent him to these Torah instructions that is good.
Yes.
So it's the Torah instructions that's going to keep us good.
Yes.
What we got, who holds something over there for me?
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, yeah, that sounds real good. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. What it reads, Sister A-Big. Everybody else?
Sister
Jay. Uh-huh.
To keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Is his statute.
Uh-huh.
Which I command you this day for your good.
So to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh is for your good that he commanded us this day.
Yeah.
So we got to keep the Torah instructions this day for our good.
Yes.
If anybody ever tell you, I'm good, I'm doing good, you'll look at them and say, well, that means you are Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13, and a Romans 7, 12, and a 16 going on in you then, huh? They say, huh? That's good? Yeah, let's go read and see what it say there. That means you're a Torah instruction keeping man or woman, huh?
Yeah,
that's so good. Other than that, there ain't no good going on. What you got over there, Brother Titus?
All right, then Micah. And Micah got what? And Micah chapter 6.
Yeah.
And Micah, we're going to Micah real quick. We're going to Micah chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Micah chapter 6. All right, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Sister J. Israel.
He has told thee, O man, what is good, and what do
Yahweh
required of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Yahweh.
Yahweh. Hey, mother. Pick it back up where you left off at that good works in the book of chapter Ephesians, chapter 2, and give us finish that 10 out. No. She's reading it, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. But we are his workmanship.
Yeah, workmanship. We Yahweh's workmanship.
That's right.
In Yahweh, the Son, Yahweh.
Yeah.
Unto good works.
Unto good works with the Torah instruction. There's something we have to maintain, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which Yahweh has ordained that we should walk in them.
Oh, so we got to do some walking. So we got to do some walking now, huh? Let's see how walk has to be. Let's see if we can pull out how this walk has to be then. Let me get some help over there. I'm gonna go in the line, and I need some help over there, sister Jones. Give me 1 John. Give me chapter 2, and pick it up at verse 3, and we go read down, and let's get some walking going on over here. And then I want Sister Jay, get yourself ready, and give me 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. And let's see how this walk has to be. Let's get some walking going on. See how this walk has to be.
1
John chapter 2, verse 3.
First John, yes ma'am, chapter 2, right? Yeah, give me verse 3, and we're going to read all the way down to verse 6. Yeah, we're going to make it sound good.
First John chapter 2, mm-hmm. verses 3 to 6, read.
Mm-hmm.
And hereby we do know that we know him.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep the first 5 books.
Okay, how we know him? How we know him, Sister Jones?
If we keep the first 5 books of Moses.
That's right. So we got to keep the first 5 books of the Bible, the Torah instructions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
He that says, I know him, and keepeth not the first 5 books of Moses is a liar.
Uh-huh.
And not in him or her.
So you got to, if you're not keeping these first 5 books, the Torah instructions, what are you?
A liar.
You're a liar. Yeah. And what's not in you?
The truth.
So the truth ain't in you.
Yeah.
So before we go anywhere, let's find out what the truth is. Sister A.B., give me John 17:17. Let's find out what the truth is, and then we go, I'm going to bag you up, and I'm going to go to read John 14, verse 6. So you give me John 17:17. Hold your point, Sister Jones, over there, please. And I'm going to bag you up, Sister A.B. Go ahead and give me that John, St. John, chapter 17, verse 17, please.
Turn around on.
John, chapter 17. Sanctified down, this is moved by
the truth.
Uh-huh.
The word is truth.
So the word is truth. And what he say, you a liar, and the truth not in him. So what's not in him, Sister John? That word ain't in him or her. That word ain't in you. That's what you ain't got up in you. You ain't got no word in you, so you a liar. That means you say the devil yourself. What we got going on? I'm going to pick it up at St. John chapter 14, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means you ain't got no Yahweh the Son in you. You ain't got no Yahweh son, and you a liar.
That's right.
Pick it back up, Sister Jones. Verse 5.
1 John chapter 2, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
But whoso keepeth his word.
You keep his word, that truth is his word.
In him one heard, truly.
Uh-huh.
The love of Yahweh.
That's the love of Yahweh. What he called it?
The love of Yahweh.
And the love of Yahweh is what?
Perfect.
It's perfected. So we gotta keep these lights rolling here. Let's get somebody give me a precept on love now. I'm not gonna bail you out on that. Somebody give me some precepts on that love now. I need some help.
We all rocking and rolling.
Somebody give me some precepts on that love now. I need some help.
Right. Who's gonna pull it out?
Who's gonna pull me out? Come on now, I know somebody got some precepts on that love now. We went through a whole 50 round trip on that one. What we got going on is Bible study. We in here on this Sabbath day, getting this good old word of Yahweh. We need to find out what's the love of Yahweh. What's that love? Somebody come on now.
What can we read?
Somebody pull me something now.
What?
you got some of them here, Trent. But we got to get, we need something to read, not call it out, you know it.
Y'all need something to read.
All right. All right, now I got to go ahead and.
So your patience
running thin. Yeah, yeah. We're going to pick it up. And, I'm going to go two of these two on back to back. And I'm going to read these out. I'm going to go to 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 8.
Yeah.
It says verse 8, read, he that love not knoweth not Yahuwah, for Yahuwah is love. You know, pick it up at 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 3. For this is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his Torah instructions.
Right.
And his Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, are not grievous. So, we just got done reading. Mark this down. He says it's going to come back around. We're going to read 1 John. We just got done reading 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. And we just got done reading 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Now we can keep going. We're going to go to St. John. We're going to put some on the table. We're going to go to St. John. And we're going to read St. John, chapter 14, verse 15. Remember these things. When we get ready to go up, we got to be able to prove the love of Yahuwah. Because everybody just say love want to get their own definition of love. But don't nothing supersede this Bible. It's your book. Gotta know what love is. Somebody say you love me, you're gonna tell them, hey, look, you're a 1 John. You mean you're a 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 person then, huh? You love Yahuwah by doing Torah instruction. So nobody can love you unless they do that. So we gotta keep these things in mind. So we gotta go read St. John chapter 14, verse 15. Love. Verse 15, read. If you love me, keep my Torah instructions.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. That must be heavy. Okay, what we got over there?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hallelujah. You can read it out or call somebody out. Mother, how you prefer it?
Sister
A.B. Sister A.B. St. John chapter 14, verse 21 and 24.
Yes, sir.
St. John chapter 14, verse 21
and 24. Right, love.
Uh-huh.
Verse 21.
Yeah, we read.
That have my Torah
instructions
mm-hmm.
and keep them. Mm-hmm. He it is that loveth me.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Read.
He that loveth me not
mm-hmm. keepeth
not my
saying. That's right.
And the world which he hear is not mine,
mm-hmm.
but the Father's which sent me.
What you got over there, Sister A.B.? Need some on his blood. That's what I'm talking about.
John chapter 5, verse 2.
John. Thank John.
Thank
John. Chapter 5. And what verse you say? You say, you say 42? We need one to show this, what love is.
Yeah.
We need one to show what love is.
I think we have one there for
the Kaya. All right, what we got over there, Elder's teacher?
Right,
y'all, Josh, Trav, y'all, Josh, Let's
find Romans 13, that's all it is. Get up to Romans 13, 18 on the table.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Romans chapter 13, 8 through 10.
He go in on it.
Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10.
Now, before you read that, let's keep these in mind. These things will come back around. With Bible studies, we want to know these things in our mind.
Right.
So let's keep these things in mind. I'm going to never stop stressing that. Jesus. All right, where you at? Where you at, sister?
Romans chapter 13, verse 8-10. Owe no man or woman anything but to love one another. For he or she that loveth another have fulfilled the Torah instructions, the first five books. First nine. For this, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there be any other Torah instruction, commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10, love worketh no ill to his or her neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the first five books of Moses.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now, I'm not going to leave to what you got for us, Brother Todd.
Okay, who's it? Okay, yeah, they should know this. It's there to his neighbor, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
His neighbor here.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
who's your neighbor?
That's right. That's
who's
it.
Your neighbor? Sister J. Israel. Give me that Leviticus real quick.
That's right. Everybody going to say, oh, man, our neighbor. Oh,
they neighbor everybody. Like, what they do tomorrow?
Our neighbor. That's right.
The Leviticus 19 real quick. Going in the heavenly Sabbath, the foundation. First five books is the foundation. I'll be going to Leviticus real quick. We're going to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, real quick. All right. Leviticus chapter 19. Pick up at the verse 1 and 2. So we're finna get who this message is going to. Y'all quite beautiful to that Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Okay.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
saying what?
Verse 2. Speak unto all the
times. Okay. Go ahead. Let's read it like it is. Let's read it. Go ahead. Let's read it like it is.
All the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be
righteous.
For I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous.
And righteous. I skip down verse 17. Verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17 says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy mind.
Okay, hold on. It says you should not hate your brother in your mind, right? I hold that. Sister Monica, we coming back here. Give me that John in the back of the book real quick. Why did he say this? You should not hate your brother in your mind. What does hate bring? We're going to John in the back of the book. We're going to John real quick. Yeah, first John. See what I wrote. First John, back of the book, chapter 3, 15. We're coming back. First John, chapter 3, verse 15.
That's right.
First John, chapter 3, verse 15, read. Whosoever hated his brother, whosoever hated his or her brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abided in him or her.
That's right.
That's
so,
it.
So whoever hates their brother, or their sister,
you're a murderer.
Straight up killer. So you think you just gotta pull the trigger, stab somebody, anything like that? Just hating them in your mind, you're a murderer. Keep that in mind.
Powerful word to hate somebody.
All right, so back to that Leviticus. Sister J. Israel, back to that Leviticus chapter 19.
Verse 17.
Thou shalt
not hate thy brother in thy mind.
Mine.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
All right.
Verse 18.
Verse 18.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear
thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Then we just read that.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Brother
Makai. Hallelujah.
We read that in that first John that if you hate your brother and your sister, you're like a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clarify that thing a little bit. Say this, see right. That's in Matthew chapter 5 right quick. Let's see if we can make that a little bit clear. Matthew 5, pick it up at verse 21.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 21.
Let me get get that hit from Sister J. What you was holding over there for, Sister J?
1 Peter chapter
2, verse. I gave you. It was 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. That's what it was. So we need to find out how he walked.
Yeah.
That's what we need to find out. So we're going to 1 Peter, and we're going to see how he walked. And we're going to get a clear understanding about this walk. So give me that 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. I mean, 1 Peter chapter 2, give me verse 20 and 21. And let's see, can we get our walk right?
1 Peter chapter
2,
verse
20.
For what honor is this? If when he be
buffeted
for your father,
mm-hmm.
he shall take it perfectly.
Patiently.
But if when he do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently,
mm-hmm.
it is acceptable.
So when you do well and you suffer for it, and you take it patiently, it's acceptable to Yahweh. Verse 21.
Mm-hmm. Even here or two were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
So you got to follow his steps, and look, suffering going on here.
Yes.
He suffered for us, didn't he?
Yes.
And it's the things that he did. Let's see where, let's go. Sister A.B., give me John 16:33. That's what we got to say, because he did suffering for us. You know, we try to make sure we get this walk right. I know the precepts to this walk. You got, hold on, before you get that, Sister A.B., let's give Brother Titus, Teacher Titus up in there. What you got going on over there, cooking over there, Brother Teacher Titus?
All right, about that walking, right?
Yeah.
Acts 21:24.
Okay.
Acts chapter 21, verse 24. But is he Israel?
See, no.
Acts chapter 21, verse 24.
Second John chapter 1 verse 6, and it reads,
And this is love.
Mm-hmm. This is love.
That we walk after his sore instruction.
What we got to walk after?
Sore instruction.
And what is the city?
First five books.
And it's the city of love, did he say that? Ain't that something, huh?
This is the sore instruction that as you have heard from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you shall walk in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What? So you got to walk in it, right? And I'm going to pick it up at Colossians, chapter 1. And I'm going to pick it up at verse 10. So we got it. We want to get a good foundation of this walk in this Torah instruction. We want to make sure we understand that we're just not just talking about this word, but we got to be doers of this word. We're going to go to Romans chapter 2, verse 13. We ain't going to pick that up right now, but we're going to preach that. We're going to preach that there. Let me get, I'm going to read, everybody there? Yeah, hold that thought. I got you, Sister A.B. We're going to Colossians. I'm going to read chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 10. Verse 10 reads, that you might walk worthy of Yahuwah. Unto all please, being fruitful in every good work, and good work may maintain the good of Torah instruction, and increasing in the knowledge of Yahuwah. So we know our walk got to be pleasing to Yahuwah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's worthy to Yahuwah when we do these Torah instructions. So we got to know this walk and get a good foundation of what this walk is about. Not just talking this word, we got to walk this word. Who holding something for me? I know somebody was holding something. Sister A.B., what you got going? Because we were just saying that Yahuwah the Son suffered for us, right?
Yeah.
What you holding over there for me? You got John 16:33 for me, right? All right, what we got going on over there?
John chapter 16, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
These things I speak unto you.
Uh-huh.
That in me you might have peace.
Uh-huh.
In the world you shall have tribulation.
Uh-huh.
But be of good cheer.
Be of good
cheer. I have overcome the world.
So Yahweh the Son said, being good cheer, overcome the world. He did some suffering for us.
Yeah.
He overcame these things for us, right?
That's
but you're going to go through some tribulation. Let's get understanding about something. Let's clear something up. Give me the book of Hebrews. I'm going to clear something up because if you can't handle it, if you can't stand the rain, go through some tribulation, then we're going to find out where you stand at. So we're going to go to the book of Hebrews. Let me see chapter 12, and we're going to pick it up at first. We're going to pick it up at verse 5, and we're going to read down Sister Jones. We're going to go around, ring around the rosy with this thing. We're going to go back up to Sister Jones. We're going to go at the book of Hebrews. Look at the word for the book of Hebrews. You'll give me chapter 12, and I want you to pick it up at verse 5.
The book of Hebrews. Let's
make it sound good. I'm sorry. Give me verse 3, and we're going to read all the way down to verse 8.
Book of Hebrews, which is a polluted word for Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read chapter 12, verses 3 to 8. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Uh-huh.
Lest you be weary and faint in your mind.
So don't faint in your mind, because there's been some enduring going on here now. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going, verse 4.
You have not yet resisted unto blood.
Uh-huh.
Striving against sin.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation speaking unto you as unto children.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
My son.
My son, my daughter.
Despise not thou the chastening of the Yahuwah.
Don't despise the chastening of Yahuwah.
Nor faint when you are rebuked of him.
So don't faint when you go through these things. You hear? Say, all right, don't do no faint now. You are rebuked of Yahuwah. You verse 6.
For whom do Yahuwah love?
So it got to be some love going on here.
He chases us.
So he go chase you because he loves you. So he's going to go through some tribulation. I've never seen through some tribulation. glory, but it's the love. It's the love that Yahweh got going on here. Keep going.
Enjoy every son or daughter whom he receives.
So he go. So if you his and he receives you, you gonna go through some scorn.
Yeah.
So I like, don't sit around here thinking you ain't finna go through some scores.
Yeah.
All right, keep that in mind now. Let's go through 7. He says it's gonna be no cakewalk.
Yeah.
Now,
right. That's right.
Something. What do you say in verse 7?
If you endure the chastening.
So you gotta endure this chastening.
Yeah.
Yahweh dealing with you as with sons and daughters.
So hold on. If you endure this thing, right?
Yeah.
And you endure this chastening, this discipline.
Yes.
Yahweh deal with you as what?
As with son and daughter.
And he receives you. Okay, what else he say?
For what son or daughter is he or she whom the father chastens not?
Now let me ask you this. You got children. You go take care of your children. They're going to go through some chastening with you because you love them.
That's right.
You want them to be on the right path, right? So ain't our father greater than us?
Yes, he is.
We gonna go through some chasing him to make sure
yes,
we get on top of our thing?
Yes.
So that's how, just look at it. Understand and Yahweh letting us know, like, hey, I love you. You better get some weapons too. You gonna do some things that ain't right. Let me get some first aid going on.
But if you be without chastisement.
Okay, so you be without chastisement,
Whereof all are partakers. Then are you bastards?
Oh.
Not sons and daughters.
I got some on that.
Mm-hmm.
On the back up to verse 7 again, Sister Jones, back up to verse 7 again.
If you endure chastening, Yahweh dealing with you as with sons.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, good. So if you endure this, he'll deal with you what kind of way?
As with sons and daughters.
All right, Mother dear sister, let's go to our 2 Corinthians on that. We want to precept that. We want to paint a picture on that sons and daughters. So otherwise, you got to make a choice to be his sons and daughters.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to see what kind of choice you got that we can read in 2 Corinthians there, Mother. D.F. Israel, I'm struggling, but I want to... I'm looking at something. So you want to become his sons and daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he said, if you endure this, you will be his sons and daughters.
If you endure it,
right?
Yeah.
Now, Mother, D.F. Israel, this will got to happen for you to get that over your head being his sons and daughters in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 down to verse 18. It's real good. And Brother Makai, he'll put the dramatics on it. Let's go ahead on 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 down to verse 18. We're going to find out exactly about this sons and daughters. Let's see exactly what the requirement of being sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 down to verse 18. Brother Makai, put the dramatics on it. Go ahead.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18, read, 14. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Well, we had chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 6, right?
Yes, sir.
We going, okay, I'm at the wrong spot. Okay, all right.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18, verse 14. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
He said, don't be unequally yoked with some unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
So what fellowship Torah instruction keeping people got to do anything with someone that's not Torah instruction keeping people?
Not
ain't got no business being around.
And what communion has light with darkness?
Ain't no communion with nothing that's light and darkness. And let me see. I might need you to bail me out on this one, brother. Titus.
Yes,
brother
sir.
Titus, this word. Pull me out on this light. I'm struggling right now.
Who this light is?
Yeah, this light.
All right, we're going to go to John real quick about this light, who this light is.
I got John 2,
mother pulled me out too much. I'm telling my, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Pulled me out with this light. So we gonna get understanding about this light. It ain't got nothing to do with the darkness. And I'm
on the John. See what I'm on. John chapter
5.
All right, I'm gonna give John chapter 8 real quick. John chapter 8, verse 12.
Yeah.
John chapter 8, verse 12. Mother Z, Israel. John chapter 8, verse 12. Verse 12.
Then of Yahweh again unto them says, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So what help me out there, mother? What you got over there?
Acts chapter 26.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's exactly what I needed too, mother, because that's going to help us out with this light. We know Yahweh the Son is the light. And what did I say over there? Mother, what you about to read?
Acts chapter 26, verse 18, read.
Uh-huh.
To open their eyes.
Uh-huh.
And to turn them from darkness to light.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
From the power of Satan. Unto Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
That they may receive forgiveness of sin.
Uh-huh.
And inherit among them which are sanctified by the covenant that is in me.
So we got our light, which is Yahweh the Son, and we got our darkness, which is Satan the devil himself. So he said right here in verse 14, he says, what communion has light with darkness? So Yahweh the Son, I mean, you're a Torah instruction keeping people with Yahweh the Son.
I got one
over here
for life.
What you got over there for that life?
Psalm 27:1.
Bring it out.
Yahweh is my life.
Uh-huh.
And my salvation.
Uh-huh.
Whom shall I fear?
Uh-huh.
The Yahweh is the strength of my life.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Shall I be afraid?
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So there we go. We got our witnesses that this light is Yahweh the Son.
Yeah.
And we got our witness that darkness is Satan the devil. Right. Pick it back up, Mother, verse 15.
Verse 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And what concord has Yahweh the Son with Baal?
Uh-huh.
Or what part has he that believes with an infidel?
Uh-huh.
Verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols?
Uh-huh.
For you are the temple of the living Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
As Yahweh has said,
what did he say?
I will dwell in them.
Uh-huh.
And walk in them.
Uh-huh.
And I will be their Yahweh.
Yeah.
And they shall be my people.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them. And be you separated,
mm-hmm.
says Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Let me see. Can I see where pull something out about come out from Mars and be separate? Let's see. Can I run something down? Let me check this Leviticus. Take a peek over here real quick, Mother, because he said come out from Mars and be separated.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we are. Let's read. I want to get straight to the point. Sister J, give me Leviticus chapter 20, and give me verse 8, verse 24, and Mother Z, you can give me verse 26. Sister J, give me Leviticus chapter 20. Give me verse 7 and verse 24. And Mother Z, you give me verse 26.
Sanctify yourself. Therefore, as we
righteous, for I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Give me your
verse 24. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to
Mother G, give me
Give me Matthew chapter 5 and pick it up at verse 17. And we're going to read all the way down to verse 19. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up at verse 17 down to verse 20.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 20.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17 reads, "Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction or the seers.
Uh-huh.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill."
He come to fulfill,
Verse 18.
So let me say something on this. So Yahweh the Son letting us know, right? He say, "I'm not coming to destroy Torah instruction or the seers."
Right.
So what do you mean by when he say he comes to destroy the seers? What? Give me Mother Z. What he didn't come to destroy about the seers, give me Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Amos, because we need to find out what he didn't come to destroy. And that was in Amos chapter 3. And I want to, let me get that too with you. Alright, I want Amos chapter 3, Mother Z, and I want verse... Let me get verse 7.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So he ain't come to destroy the secrets that he revealed to them, his servants. He said, "I ain't come to destroy what I gave to the seers, these secrets." And what was these secrets that he was talking about? Sister Beard, give me Deuteronomy 29:29.
Yeah.
Let's get understanding about these secrets so we can know what he didn't come to destroy. Right? You know, you got people walk around here and say, "Oh, man, we ain't keep Torah instructions, the seers and all that. We ain't doing none of that." Or they're using this, all these mixed terminology these days. So let's get understanding about what was these secrets he was talking about that he revealed to them.
Chapter 29,
verse 29.
What did it read?
The secret things belong to Yahweh, our Yahweh. So secret things belong to Yahweh, but what did he say?
But those things which are revealed belong to us, to our children forever.
Uh-huh.
That we may do all the words of that.
So the secret things belong to Yahweh, and he revealed his secrets to the seers, and he gave it to us. He gave us this Torah instruction through the seers. So he ain't come to destroy his Torah instruction that he gave to the seers. So we gotta keep that in mind. You can pick it back up, Mother D, at verse 18.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. "But truly I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the Torah instruction till all be fulfilled."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least Torah instructions and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven."
Yeah.
"But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven."
So we go back, and Yahweh the Son, he let us know, he say, if you come and try to teach someone to break these Torah instructions,
yeah,
he said, you ain't got nothing coming. You'll be called least, you ain't got nothing coming in this kingdom of heaven. But he said, those who are doers and teach them to do, he said, these are the ones that should be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And you got stuff coming, but you have to be a doer and you have to teach them. So that's something we got to keep in mind. So grace is a teacher, right? What we read that through, was it verse 20?
Yeah.
Verse 20. Give it, let's finish verse 20 up.
Verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
So your righteousness got to succeed your righteousness of these pastors, these deacons, these teachers, these shepherds, whatever else they put on the tape. They got to see the imams and all these bishops. You know, he got to see all of them. Because they don't know no Torah instruction.
That's right.
So, wait, finish that up, Mom.
You shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
So you ain't got nothing coming.
None coming.
You follow the house, none coming.
Yeah, well.
So we go back to
that's right.
I'm gonna get a few more in, then I'm gonna hand it over to Teacher Titus. We're gonna go back to where we kicked it off at. Sister Jones, give me back that Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. I wanna touch on that one more time. That Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12.
Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter
2,
verse 11 and 12.
Yes, ma'am.
It is a faithful thing.
Titus chapter 2. All right. Take your time. We rocking and rolling.
Okay, Titus. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the grace of Yahuwah
that
bringeth salvation has appeared to all men.
Okay, so this grace. What is this grace according to verse 12? What does it do?
Teaching us that.
So, this grace, I'm going to cut you off 1 second, Sister Jones. So, for the grace, for the teaching of Yahuwah, it's teaching us all things. So, this grace is a teacher. And what is teaching us to do?
Teaching us that denying unrighteousness and worldly lust.
Or unyahuwahliness.
And worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and righteously in this present world.
So, this zone, this Titus chapter 3, verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12, it says this grace is teaching us is going to have us deny unyahuwahly. And worldly lust. That's what it's going to be teaching us. So, we'll keep something in mind here. We're going to find out what this teaching us in Sister A.B., 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 and 56. What else we can read about this that we can read? Give me 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 55 and verse 56.
1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 55 and verse 56.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, death, where is thy sting? Where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the Torah instruction.
And the strength of sin is the Torah instruction.
Yes.
So if they say that this grace, they say that hey, we are under grace and mercy. We don't have to keep the Torah instructions no more. So you trying to tell me that you ain't dying no more. You know what I'm saying? You trying to tell me that that you done conquered death. That means you can go out and walk down the street and ain't gonna be no more bullets flying or something. Trying to tell me that when you go out or you might get hit by a mule or something. You say you're supposed to buy that lick too then. You say you done beat death. So that's what we living under?
Yeah.
So you said all is fulfilled.
Yeah.
That means let's go back and read what the son had to say about that again. In the book of Matthew chapter 5. Verse 19. Mother D, give me that again. Let's see what he had to say about those who say that you don't have to keep these Torah instructions no more.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least Torah instructions and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
So you're doing some teaching, and you're going around here and you're telling people, oh, we have the grace and mercy. We got to do the Torah instructions no more. They gonna say law. Yeah. We got to keep the law no more. It's over with.
Right.
Yeah. So what you saying is what? That you teaching man to do what? What he say? What he teaching? What
man,
he
say? Shall teach men so. He shall be called the least in the kingdom.
So you one of those ones that be ready to call the least in the kingdom.
Yeah.
I got something. Sister Jake, let me add on to that. Remember, when you got something, it's to add on to what you hear.
Hallelujah.
Sister Jake, let's go to the 19th chapter of the book called Matthew. We'll pick it at verse number 16. Let's see, can we add on to what we hear? And we love every minute of what we hear now.
Hallelujah.
So, Elder Yagdah and Mother Dia of Israel, we've been waiting on these days. Hallelujah.
We're
waiting on these days, man. Good. So we want to just jump in there and look at 19:16. What did it say, Sister Jay? What 19:16 say? Let's read a bit of Matthew.
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master.
What he called him?
Good master.
Good master.
What good things shall I do? I may have eternal life.
That's a great fellow. That's great. Hey, good master. What can I do to get me some eternal life?
Yeah.
Not everybody know. Good master. What can I do to get eternal life? What do you say? What do you say? Keep reading that, Sister Jay. Don't get caught up with those seals, Jermaine. Just go and get up in there.
He said unto him,
what?
Why callest thou you me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh.
That's who?
Yahweh.
Yahweh the Father. That's what he's saying. The only one good is Yahweh the Father.
Yeah, Yahweh.
If thou wilt enter into life.
He said, now listen, it's okay. If you talk about entering into life,
if
that's the subject matter, you don't know how to get to life, how do we get this life that we can read, that's what Sister Jay? Keep the first five books. If you got any intention of being in the everlasting life in the kingdom, Sister Jane, what you got to do? Keep the first five books. That's how you get into eternal life, by keeping the first five books. So is that plain, Sister Jane? So the only way you get into life, eternal life, you got to do what, Sister Jay? You got to keep the first book. That's the only way you're going to get in. Ain't no other way you get into it. So you can examine yourself. Here's you keeping the first five books. That's how you examine yourself. Let's precept that, Sister Jay. Now here come the religious leaders, and they always try to throw a trap. We're going to Luke. We're going to Luke, verse 10. And we'll pick up verse 25 and 26, Sister Jay. We're going to Luke chapter 10. So we're clear. It ain't no secret. It ain't no mystery no more about how you get up into everlasting life. It's keep the Torah instruction. So if you're not keeping the first five books, he's going to burn you in the fire. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Verse 25, 26, come out of 10th chapter. Sister Jay, come on. Yeah, what did it say?
And behold,
what?
A certain lawyer stood up.
A lawyer. Here comes a big dignitary. They all stood up. Go ahead.
And
they're going to tempt Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
They butted him up. Know what they call him? master.
What did I do to inherit eternal life?
He said, he's a master. What did I do to inherit what?
Eternal life.
Let's see he go outside the book and look up and beyond the book. Verse 26.
Very little thing.
Uh-huh. 16. What? No, 17.
nations before him are as nothing.
Wait a minute. All nations toward the children of Israel and Yahweh gave what?
Nothing.
And nothing from nothing do what?
Leave nothing.
That's why he said, come out from among them, though they are what?
Nothing.
Very.
And they are counted to him less than nothing.
And they count to him as less than nothing. You can't learn nothing from the other nations but to be how to be get thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they can show you how to get in the fire with them. To come.
And
what?
Vanity.
Go ahead. That's it. Come on, mother. 654. Second Ezra.
Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 54.
Right.
And it reads.
What do you read?
And after thee, Adam also, whom thou made Yahweh of all.
Adam was made Yahweh of all. Read.
Your creatures.
Your creatures.
Of him come we all.
Everybody came out of Adam. Read.
Yeah.
And the people also whom thou hast chosen.
And you chose a people, but by name, who did you chose by name, Sister Jay? Sister Jay, Leviticus 25:55. Give me a name on who you chose.
Yeah.
Give me a name, Sister Jay. I'm getting nervous, Sister Jay. I need a name quick now. I'm getting nervous. 25:55. I need a name real quick. I'm getting nervous now. Wait,
for unto me the children of Israel are servants.
Yeah.
They are my servants.
Yeah.
Whom I brought forth out of the land of
Egypt.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So he still needs to know who he chosen. Now back up and give me 41:8-9 of Isaiah. Let's run it down. We're gonna run it down. We're gonna run it down a little bit. Isaiah. 41:8-9. Sister J, I need a little bit more. Isaiah 41:8-9.
Isaiah chapter 41:8-9. But thou, Israel, art my servant.
Israel.
Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away.
Yes.
They were called from the who?
Wait a minute. You say, he has not done what?
I have chosen thee.
So that means that anything besides that is paganism, because Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and the church don't even be on the table because he said, I haven't cast you away.
Mm-hmm.
So what I told you then applies now. Is that what we read? So all the other stuff that came in now, that's all folly.
Right.
He said, you're not cast away.
Yeah.
Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Well, read a bit more, Mother. Mother of Israel.
Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 55. All this have I spoken before you.
Yeah.
O Yahweh. Because thou made it to while I was taken.
So why was this world made?
For Israel's sake.
This is why this world is made, y'all.
As for the other people.
Now, let's talk about the other nations. We all want to be getting in with them. We look at where they live at. I want to go next door to them. I want to sit. I want to break bread with them. Now, he can tell you about these other nations.
As for the other people, which also come about.
So all of them came from Adam.
Thou hast said.
What?
That they are nothing.
What?
They are not
the other people on the earth besides Israel in the eyes of Yahweh and the Israelites, they are what?
Nothing.
So why we always want to get next to them?
Right.
Because we don't have the knowledge of that you got Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. You haven't made it when you with them. Now you're really sunk. So now you're around nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
That's
You are moving in Beverly Hills. You among nothing.
Nothing.
You're going to be really in the middle of the hood. You're in the middle of the hottest thing going on.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So definitely you're right with Yahweh. Is that right? So we definitely are made because we are moved next to somebody that look like somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But now you are sunk.
Right.
Read.
But be like unto Sidon.
Be like what?
Unto Sidon.
Go ahead.
And has likened the abundance of them unto a drop.
He says the other nation is just like you spitting out of your mouth. You go back and pick it back up. You ain't going to do that. And that's how Yahweh look at the other nation compared to the children of Israel, the other nation. As you spitting out your mouth, if you ain't going back and pick it up no time, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's what he's trying to tell you. That's why you're in trouble today. Because that's coming out of your pocket. Now everybody look like somebody else. That's where you around. And you are made. No, you are sunk to the bottom of it. To the bottom of it. Go ahead and read. What?
And now, Yahweh, behold,
these Gentiles, these 17 nations.
Yeah.
These Gentiles, 17 nations, which have even been reputed.
They reputed as number. Leave it like y'all get one more in. Come on back to the Jones. Give me Psalm 35, 1 through 5. And Sister J. L. me Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. See, once you know your position, then we can be able to work with you. Because I can't put a prayer in for you according to 26 chapter, verse 15. Because first of all, you ain't got right. You still got in the mind that the other nation going to pull you up out of something. The other nation to you is nothing. If you come back to the Torah instruction, Yahweh show is in.
That's right.
Sister Jones, 35, 1 through 5. Back to Sister J. And Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Listen to this.
Psalms chapter 35, verse 1 through 5. Read.
What do you read?
Plead my cause.
Yes.
Oh, Yahweh. With them that strive with me.
He said, plead my cause against the one that be striving with me. Read.
Fight against them that fight against me.
You see what he's trying to do? He want Yahweh to get in this thing. Hey, Yahweh, hey, I need you to get in this thing right here. Fight against them that fight against me. You know, he called him Yahweh. You know, Yahweh, listen, he's going to see if he's going to say the right thing. Go ahead and read.
Verse 2.
What?
Take hold of shield and buckle.
Uh-huh.
And stand up for my help.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3. Throw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me.
Is this man saying? He said, hear me for me. Hear me in the mouth for me? Go ahead and read.
And say unto my soul.
What?
I am thy salvation.
That's right.
Verse 4.
Right.
Let them be confounded and put to shame.
Let them be confounded and put to shame.
That seek after my soul.
You see the man saying?
Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my hurt.
That's what we're talking about. Right.
Verse 5.
What?
Let them be as chaste before the wind.
Yeah.
And let the ministering spirit of the Yahweh chase them.
That's right. Just like you see a little stubble blowing in the wind, he said, kick them in the rear, Father. Let me see it. That's what he's saying. Read.
Verse 6.
5. That's good enough. Come on. So what kind of people is Abi, Sister J, in 7, verse 6?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse
6. Right.
But thou art and righteous people.
He said, you are a rival. Children of Israel.
Yeah.
And you are righteous people unto him, children of Israel.
Yahweh
have chosen you, children of Israel.
Yeah.
To be a special people,
children of Israel.
Unto himself,
not the world. You remember Brother Micaiah reading out in Leviticus about he has separated you from other people? That's what he means. I'm telling you, but me to intervene in you, you got to cut them loose. Back to Brother
Micaiah. All right, I'm going to get one more win because, you know, they always saying that we're under this grace, not knowing what this grace is, that all is being fulfilled. But let's... Mother, go ahead, give me this punchline. Give me Acts chapter 3, and give me verse 18 and verse 21, and I'm going to get my own that note and hand it over to teacher brother Titus Israel. What you got for me over there, Mother Z? Acts chapter 3, give me verse 18, and give me verse 21.
Like it is, I'll put the dramatics in there. Go ahead and read it. No.
Synagogue.
That means the temple. In the temple. Go ahead.
In the temple,
you
shall be.
Go ahead.
And you shall be brought before a ruler and king for my sake.
Yeah.
For a testimony against
them. For a testimony against them. It's like a WCC.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you.
Go ahead.
For it is not you that speak, but the righteous spirit that speak.
I was reading Mark chapter 13, verse 9 and 11. All right. Okay. All right, let's go to Wisdom of Solomon real quick. Go to Wisdom of Solomon. All right. Give me Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6, verse 1. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 1, Mother Z.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 1. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1. Hear this, O ye kings, and understand, learn ye that. Be judges of the earth.
He said, ye that be judges, hold on, ye that be judges of the earth, right?
Yeah.
Who are the judges of the earth?
That
we can read.
Right.
Who are the judges here that we can read? Who the judges is?
It said be judges of the end of the earth.
Be judges of the end of the earth. Now, who are the judges of the end of the earth?
Yeah.
Yahuwah. Who are the judges? The end of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the judges? By name. Judges got a name. By name. Who are the judges? Yahuwah. Who are the judges? Mother D.F. Israel. And you know who the judges is?
I just said I don't know why.
All right, Mr. Joe.
I don't know anything. I mean, I've got one living.
All right. Remember one thing. That's good you saying this. That means you don't know. That means you don't understand. Give me that Matthew real quick. This was going on right here, right before your eyes. Real quick. I'm coming back. Always remember this. We're going to Matthew. The verse I'm on. What's that? Matthew, let your community. Yeah, I'm looking for that verse there.
Yeah.
Matthew 5:37. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. This is y'all's Israel.
Communication be yea or nay. Whatsoever
is
evil.
You got to read that right. Matthew.
Let your communication be yea or nay. 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 For whatsoever is more than these coming up evil.
Right.
Nay.
That was Matthew 5:37. All right. What that means, let your communication be yea, yea. It means
right.
Yea. I understand.
Uh-huh.
Nay, no, I don't understand.
Nay, no, I don't understand.
If it's other than that, it's evil.
Evil.
Yahuwah.
Well, now,
fix Yahuwah. All right. Let's go to Chronicles real quick. Before the point, who's the judges by name? Who are the judges by name?
Yeah.
All right, Sister J. Israel, we're going to Chronicles. Who are the judges by name? Let's see. We go out of Chronicles. I'm trying to see if that's in. Okay, make that second Chronicles. Yeah, make that second Chronicles. We're going to second Chronicles. We're going to put, grab a name, who are the judges is. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 19. Mother Z, you okay? All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 19. Verse 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 19.
Chapter 19, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, and he set judges in the land throughout all the 10 cities of
Yeah, Judah, y'all die. Go ahead.
Second
Chronicles chapter 19, verse 5. Okay. All right, go ahead. Verse 6.
Take heed what you judge, for you judge not for man, but for the Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment.
Right. So this name is talking about Yada. That's who the judge is by name. The judges of the earth. By name. All right. All right. Let's go another verse on the judges real quick. Let's go to we're going to the book of Judges real quick. Go to the book of Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2. Pick up at verse 16. Judges chapter 2 verse 16.
14.
All right, Brother Mackay.
14, 18, and 20.
Okay. All right, talking about Judges chapter 2, 14, 18, and 20.
14 and 18.
All right,
you can use verse 20 if you want to, but 14
and 18. All right, yeah, Judges chapter 2. Pick up that verse 14. You was reading something about Sister Jay? All right, give me Judges chapter 2, verses 14. Verse 14. Y'all ready there? Okay.
Judges chapter 2, verse 14. And the anger of the Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies.
Stand before the enemies. So, all the way down to 18. All right, verse 15.
Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Yahweh against the people.
So the day means they went out. They're talking about the children of Israel. So the day is Israel.
Yeah.
The whole congregation of children of Israel. We see the day. We got it. We got it up the level here. So we got to know who the day and bring it in.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
As the Yahweh has said, and as the Yahweh has sworn unto them.
Sworn unto them, who's them? The children of Israel, the congregation of the children of Israel.
And they were greatly distressed.
Today, children of Israel were greatly distressed. Go ahead.
Verse 16. Nevertheless, the Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that
fought. So Yahweh raised up judges. That judge is talking about the anointed leadership. That's who the judges are.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse 17. And yet they
would
not hearken unto their judges.
It means leadership. Anointed leadership. Go ahead.
But they went and whoring.
Whoring, yeah. Means false Yahweh.
And bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the Torah commandments, the instructions of the Yahweh, but they did not
so. They did not so.
Verse 18. And when Yahweh raised
them.
Huh?
This is not no.
Oh, what's he?
You can't split it up right now.
Well, you're talking about her? What she's reading?
What she said, the northern.
Who said the northern? You said the northern.
You said northern.
You said northern. No, I was saying no northern. Nah, I was saying the children of Israel. I wasn't saying no northern kids. They said wasn't no split here. They was all together in the book of Judges.
Yeah.
This is everybody, congregation of the children of Israel. No, it ain't no Northern Kingdom. Oh, no. I know this wasn't no split. This is when they all the children of Israel.
Well, I heard it. That's why I brought
it. Hallelujah. Wow.
Anybody else heard that about the northern? I ain't no northern. I didn't say no northern. I didn't say no northern. I was talking about anointed leadership when I was saying judges.
For it represented
the
Yahweh because of their groaning by
reason of that them and Vexen. Well, it was complaining, so all the children of Israel complaining. Okay. All right, that's who the judges, anointed leadership. Okay. Somebody anointed. Anointed leadership. Anointed. That's what I said. Anointed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. There's another one on this. Listen to the judge, right? We're going to Acts. There's another one on Acts about the judge. We're going to Acts. One more. All right. Acts chapter 7. Go to Acts chapter 7 real quick. I pick a bit off verse 34. See, Acts chapter 7, verse 34. Of my people, the whole congregation of Israel, which is in Egypt, were strained, bondage. I've heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. Talking about the whole congregation of the children of Israel. And now come I will send you, the whole congregation of Israel, into Egypt. You're going back into bondage. All right? Verse 35, go ahead. Okay, send you. Okay, yeah. Moses. Thanks for that correction. Aliyakwa. All right, verse 35. There you go. Verse 35.
Oh, that was me?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Okay. Acts chapter 7, verse 35. Then Moses, who refused, said, who made you a ruler and a judge?
Yes.
The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the sinful spirit which appointed to appear to him and in the bush.
Yeah. Bush. All right, so that's another one on that judge. Okay. All right, back to that Wisdom of Solomon. Who's reading that Wisdom of Solomon on chapter 6? Wisdom of Solomon chapter... Oh, okay, go ahead. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6.
Wisdom of Solomon, 6, verse 2. Give ear, you that rule the people, and honor in the multitude of the nation of Israel.
You talking about anointed leadership, you that rule the people. Go ahead.
Verse 3. For power is given unto you of Yahweh.
Yes.
And sovereignty from the highest. Who shall try your work and search out your counsel.
Search out your counsel. It said, for power is given to you. It says, power is given, for power is given you of Yahweh. All right, what's this power is?
Yeah.
All right, what's that verse? Yahweh. Going to, let's see what I want. We're going to all right. Looking for that verse. We're going to Matthew. It's in Matthew. All right. What's that verse? Do error, not knowing the scriptures.
You be looking for power?
Yeah. All right, we're going to Matthew 22:29. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. All right, Sister Jones. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29.
Matthew
22:29.
Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh,
the Father, answered and said unto them.
Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Yes, ma'am. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahweh the Father.
Yahweh the Son. Is that something, Brother Micaiah Israel?
Yeah.
You got one up?
I got one for you. And it's power.
All right, go ahead.
Mr. Jay, it was, what Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says? Verse 16. Look, yeah, we need some of this power. Because he said, what did he say? He said, you do error not knowing what?
The scripture.
Nor the what?
The power of Yahweh.
So they don't know the power of Yahweh. Let's find out, what's this power of Yahweh?
Verse 16 is, for I am not ashamed of the
covenant. Yahweh the Son. So he ain't ashamed of the Yahweh Son. What did he say?
For it is the power of Yahweh.
So it's the power of Yahweh. That's coming.
Unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
Mm-hmm. Salvation when they believe it to Yahweh through the word to the first.
Right.
Southern kingdom.
That's
Greek, polluted for.
Greek, polluted word for.
Lord of kingdom. The 10 northern tribes.
That's right. So the power of Yahweh is that covenant of Yahweh the Son.
That's the covenant. That's that power, the covenant.
Let me get a key verse so we can be clear in Bible study class. What is written that we can read, Sister J, in 32:6. Of Deuteronomy. Give me 1 Kings, Sister Jones, give me 1 Kings 12, verse 6. 1 Kings 12, verse 6. Listen to this.
1 Kings chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
verse 6.
I Hallelujah.
And King Rehoboam consulted with the old man.
He consulted with the who?
The old man.
Go ahead, read.
That stood before Solomon, his father.
Good. Now, and what that mean, and what that mean, Sister J in 32, verse 6 and 7, or the book of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6. Give me that Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. All right, Mother Z, Matthew chapter 28. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Verse 18. And Yahweh came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
And in earth. Okay. All right. Back to the wisdom of Solomon. Okay, back to the wisdom of Solomon. He's at chapter 6. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6. Okay. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6. All right, pick up at verse 4.
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 4. Because being ministers of his kingdom, you have not judged the right, nor kept Torah instruction, nor walked after the counsel of Yahweh.
I'd skip down to verse 9 real quick.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 6 verse 9. Unto there, O king, do I speak that you may learn wisdom and not fall away.
Not fall away. Alright, learn wisdom. Alright, what is wisdom? Say, learn wisdom. Sister Jane, give me Psalms real quick. We're going to Psalms 111. Psalm 111, verse 10. And then Mother Z had me Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. No, the Psalms, regular book. Psalms 111, verse 10. All right, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. What is he? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. All right, give me that wisdom of Solomon. Solomon chapter 7. Mm-hmm. All right, pick up at verse 22. Wisdom of Solomon 7, verse 22. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, verse 22. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, verse 22. Mother D.F. Israel.
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 22. For wisdom, which is the work of all things.
The wisdom, which is the work of all things?
Pardon me, for in her is an understanding spirit.
See, when you got this wisdom, you got a what?
Understanding spirit.
You got an understanding spirit. Go ahead.
Righteous one only. Manifold, something lively.
Clear.
Clear, undefiled, plain.
Plain.
Not subject to hurt, loving the thing that is good.
Okay, you said the thing that is good. And what's the thing that is good? What's the thing that is good? Then we can read. What's the thing that is good?
Yeah.
Then we can read.
Yeah,
what? We went over this earlier.
Yeah, we went over this earlier.
Say the thing that is good.
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
That's right. 16.
Verse 12 and verse 16. Let me get that. Let me get that. All right, you at Romans? Let me get that real quick. All right, Romans chapter 7, you at verse 12? All right, read verse 12. Wherefore the Torah instruction?
Sixteen. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the good instruction that it is good.
It is good. Okay. All right. Now we from there, we went there, right? Romans 7. Where else did we went? So what did Alu Yakwa? Yes, ma'am.
Alu Yakwa.
That's what I'm talking about. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Go ahead, Mother GF Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13. To keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
Pick up at verse 12. Make it sound good. Pick up at verse 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, your Yahweh, require of you? But to fear Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 13. To keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day, for your good.
And for your good. For your good. Micah. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I'll get them one more after. I had them thinking about it after Micah. It's another one. Okay. There's one more after Micah, but I ain't going to. It's that Micah chapter. Sister J, go to Micah. Go to Book of Micah real quick. Chapter 6, verse 8.
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, he has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly.
Alu Yakwa. I ask another one on that good real quick. It's another one on that good.
Yeah.
What's another one on that good? Three. It's another hit on that good. I ain't gonna call no verses out, but I'm gonna see if the class remember this one as well too. All right, what's another one on that good? I have it written down in your notes. It's another one on that good. Remember that Matthew 5, let your communications be yay yay if you don't know. Always remember that. What's that, dogs? One more. On that good. What is he? Yeah, we can. Yeah, we went there. Deuteronomy. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
okay, that's one saying I don't know. There's one. Who else?
Pull them out.
All right. There's one more on that good. Let's go to Matthew 19 real quick.
Ephesians
2:10? You concerned about the good? Precept on that? Ephesians 2:10? Nah, that's not it. All right, on that good, real quick. Matthew chapter 19. You gotta keep it moving.
Don't
look
good.
Huh?
I know you're going.
Matthew chapter 19. Sister Jones, Matthew chapter 19.
Yeah.
Pick up at verse 16. He's thinking about good, what is good. Can't be silent, all right, go ahead. We talking about what is good, what is good. That's the matter, what is good.
I just want to understand what y'all are
talking about. All right, what is good? Okay, Matthew. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, Sister J. Israel.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 reads, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?"
All right, go ahead.
Verse 7. And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good?"
He said, "Why you, y'all father son, that's why you call me good?
Right.
Why you giving me the credit? Go ahead."
"There is none good but one. That is Yahweh."
Said my man, my father. Yahweh the father. Go ahead. The Torah instruction, the first five books. If you want to enter to life, keep the first five books. That's what it means by good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You got one, Sister Phoebe, a bit for Israel?
Got one up good?
All right. Remember, say you got one. All right, remember that. You said Ephesians what? On that good? I'm in Ephesians 9.